This is James Taylor with Theater Talk. It's no surprise that awards and awards shows are more arbitrary and less official than they would have you believe. But this year's two biggest theater awards have shown just how imperfect and devalued these awards can be. This week, the Tony Award nominations were announced, and it seemed that the nominating committee went out of its way to show that the Tonys are not about commerce, but about art. Right. The Tony Awards, like most awards, even Plumber of the Year in Riverside County, are about promoting business. Sure, rewarding excellence is also nice, but excellence is much harder to honestly measure than dollar amounts. So why this year, as if to prove, and to whom, that the Tonys are not just about giving shows a boost at the box office, did the American Theater Wing snub the most commercially successful new plays and musicals in favor of struggling shows, or even ones that are already closed? Many of the snubs seemed petty. If you're a celebrity who does mediocre Shakespeare, Jude Law, we'll nominate you. But if you're a star that does mediocre new work, Hugh Jackman, Daniel Craig, we won't. And if you create an expensive, ambitious, but empty commercial musical with big names, the Addams Family, you get punished. No nominations. Whereas if you create a cheap, safe piece of musical junk with no names, Million Dollar Quartet, you get nominated. It's really silly. Why not just admit that the Tonys exist to promote commercial theater? Why punish names like Nathan Lane or Kristen Chenoweth, or even David Mamet, unless there is really work out there that's better? Get them on the Tony Awards broadcast. Enjoy the fact that theater is show business. The awards don't dictate artistic achievement. The best plays and performances linger in our memory, regardless of awards. Which brings us to the Pulitzer Prize for Drama, which is a big deal here in Los Angeles because the odds-on favorite to win the 2010 prize was a piece that was commissioned and premiered here, Rajiv Joseph's Bengal Tiger at the Baghdad Zoo. There's been much gnashing of teeth over the fact that the committee that nominates plays to the Pulitzer Board, who does the actual choosing, was ignored this year. Instead of giving the award to the nominees Bengal Tiger or Sarah Rules in the Next Room, two plays that, in my opinion, are excellent, imaginative pieces by youngish writers, but not exactly Pulitzer winners, the board decided to give it to the loud, ambitious suburban angst fest Next to Normal. Angelinos will get to decide for themselves which of these is the better evening of theater, as In the Next Room comes to South Coast Rep in the fall, and Next to Normal comes to the Amundsen in 2011. But until then, let's remember that it's not awards, or even critics, as it's sometimes leveled, that make shows succeed or fail. It's producers who decide to greenlight a new play or pull the plug on a show that's struggling. And the good news is that the producers of Bengal Tiger have trumped the Pulitzer Board, because they've decided, wisely, to revive the play after its short run last year at the Kirk Douglas Theater. The fact that now more Angelinos can see Rajiv Joseph's dreamy, poignant, haunting, if not always perfect play, and see it before anyone else in the country, is more important for LA Theater than any award. And speaking of that, note to the Geffen, should really bring back last year's Time Stand Still for a similar repeat engagement. What's disappointing for Center Theater Group is that the Pulitzer would have also translated into more cash. Again, awards are about money. Theater, on the other hand, is about the experience and how that experience can stay with us after the rest of the noise fades away. Rajiv Joseph's Pulitzer Prize shortlisted play, Bengal Tiger at the Baghdad Zoo, continues its return engagement through May 30th at the Mark Taper Forum. This is James Taylor with Theater Talk for KCRW.